from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS overruns another province in Afghanistan. Officials and Taliban sources in Afghanistan confirm the Islamist insurgency has overrun another district in the southern Helmand province, which borders Pakistan. Speaking to VOA on condition of anonymity, Afghan security officials allege that heavily armed Taliban insurgents sheltering on the Pakistani side also took part in the assault. The Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton campaigned on Friday in the state of Pennsylvania. Jobs creation was the theme of her remarks.
I feel like I have a very good idea about how a president can help create jobs, because over the 8 years my husband was president, we created 23 million new jobs.
Republican Party nominee for President Donald Trump also campaigned on Friday, talking about how he has fared against Hillary Clinton in voter surveys.
Really, we beat her by a lot, but honestly, the numbers were incredible, which tells you, isn't it good to have Trump running for the presidency?
Now, the presidential election is only about 100 days away on November the 8th. The U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating attacks on the city of Manbij near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city center. In the meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of any humanitarian corridors in and around Aleppo. This is Stefan Di Mistura.
How can you expect people to want to walk through a corridor, thousands of them, while there is shelling, bombing, fighting?
This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors in Belgium say police have arrested two men suspected of planning a terrorist attack. Officials say the two brothers were arrested late Friday. Belgium was already on high alert following the deadly March bombings in Brussels. Pope Francis is continuing his five-day visit to Poland. The Pope arrived at a park in Krakow today to sounds of liturgical singers. He greeted the crowd gathered to hear him say Mass. On Friday, he walked in silence through the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau. More than 1 million people were killed there during World War II. In this week's address, retired federal judge Timothy Lewis joined Vice President Joe Biden to discuss the nomination of Chief Judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, this is Judge Lewis with the Vice President.
And I'm living proof that President Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court, Chief Judge Merrick Garland, deserves similar consideration by today's Senate.
Not only because Merrick Garland is recognized, I might note without exception, by the right and the left as one of America's sharpest legal minds and a model of integrity,
but also because that's what the Constitution requires. The sitting president shall, not may, but shall nominate someone to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court with the advice and consent of the Senate.
The Vice President talked about his experience as the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, during which every nominee got a hearing and an up and down vote on the Senate floor. Despite having more federal judicial experience than any other Supreme Court nominee in history, Chief Judge Garland's nomination has now been pending longer than any other Supreme Court nominee who wasn't withdrawn from consideration. The Republican-controlled U.S. Senate has chosen not to grant a hearing or a vote, feeling the upcoming presidential election should be a referendum on who should be selected and confirmed. Now, for the Republican address this week, the U.S. Senator from Ohio, Rob Portman, chose to focus on the raging heroin epidemic in the United States.
With an average of more than 120 Americans dying every single day from overdoses, it's now the number one cause of accidental death in the country, surpassing car accidents. And it's getting worse. It's only July, and already in some Ohio cities, we've had more people die from overdoses than in all of 2015.
The U.S. state of Florida has reported 4 cases of the Zika virus, Florida Governor Rick Scott.
While no mosquito traps have tested positive for the Zika virus, the Department of Health is aggressively testing people in the affected area to ensure there are no other cases of this virus.
Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who are infected with Zika give birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.